Mr. and Mrs. Clacton Bugle went in for the gardening competition. And they won it. For the whole district, they were top. And it was arranged that they should go and collect the cup from the town hall one Saturday, and that the mayor and mayoress would come in the Rolls Royce and collect them Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, to go to the town hall with all the celebrities and receive the cup for the best garden for the whole town. You can guess what the parrot said about that, can't you? Praise the Lord, brother. Really great. But you see, Cuthbert couldn't sit still all day. And Saturday came, oh, I must get out in the garden and do something. I can't sit here waiting for the mayor. And so he put on his old gardening coat, and he put on his fisherman's hat with all the badges on it. He had his old pair of dungaree trousers and his green wellies. And he went down the garden, he thought, I'll paint the fence at the bottom. I'll creosote it. So there he was with a parrot on his shoulder, whispering in his ear, praise your little brother, don't tell the missus and all that. And then he got the brush with the creosote, and he was creosoting the fence, and, you know, having a real good time, and he thought, this would pass the time away, and I'll go in later on, get washed and changed, and get ready to go to the town hall. But at 2 o'clock, he'd nearly finished the fence, and he saw a loose knot hole. You ever seen a knot hole in the fence? A little piece of circular stuff where the twig has been through or a branch has been through, and it was loose. And so he poked it with his finger. You know what people are when they're inquisitive. He poked it with his finger, and he poked it out, put his finger through the hole, and then when he went to pull it back, he couldn't get it out. Well, he pulled and he pulled, and you know what he did? He made his finger swell. So it was impossible to get his finger out of the knot hole. So there he was with his paintbrush in his hand and the parrot on his shoulder saying, praise the Lord, brother, praise the Lord, brother, trying to get his finger out of the knot hole. And down came Mirth down the garden. Come on, Cuthbert, you've got to get yourself washed and changed. Go and collect the cup. The mayor will be in a moment with the Rolls Royce. She said, I can't get out of the fence. I've got my finger stuck in the knot hole. So she got hold of him, tried to pull him. Couldn't get him out. They called in Charlie Cheesecake from next door. Come and help get Cuthbert out this fence. He's got to go down to the town hall. He couldn't get him out. 10 to 3, he was still stuck in the fence, and they were all wondering what to do. Then Charlie said, I think the other thing for me is to cut a hole in the fence and cut round where the wood is. That'll take some time. Anyway, he got his pad saw out, and he cut a hole right the way round, and there was Cuthbert with a piece of wood on his finger that he creosoted. He got his fisherman's hat on his head, he got his old jacket on, his dungarees and his green wellies, and it was 3 o'clock. And there was a toot outside the house, and there was the mayor with his thing, you know, and Mrs. Mayor with her thing as well. Gleaming Rolls Royce, and the chauffeur came up and he said, are you ready? We're taking you to the town hall now. Cuthbert says, I'm not ready, but I'm coming. Myrtle nearly fainted. You're coming to the town hall to get the cup like that? He said, yes, I'm coming. I helped the garden, so I'm coming. Into the Rolls Royce he got. With his old fisherman's hat, his old jacket, his dungarees, his green wellies, and his finger stuck in a piece of creosoted wood. He got into the car. And off they went to the town hall. When they got there, Myrtle, she dressed herself up like a princess. She had her hair done. She looked absolutely gorgeous. I'm ashamed of you, she says. I'm ashamed of you. Fancy coming into the town hall with all these celebrities dressed like that. She said, I can't help it. I got my finger stuck in the fence, didn't I? They got out of the car. There was a crowd lining the pavement. And when they saw Cuthbert, do you know what they did? They cheered. Hooray, hooray, great fella. They went into the big town hall. All the people gathered there. They're giving out prizes for all sorts of things, and it came to the gardening prize. And the mayor announced, "The winner this year of the gardening prize for the whole town, Cuthbert and Myrtle Clacton Bugle." And up they got, Myrtle all dressed up in all her finery, and Cuthbert dressed up in all his unfinery, with his little bit of wood on his finger. They walked up to the front, the parrot was still on his shoulder saying, "Praise the Lord, brother, praise the Lord, brother." And he went and received the cup. And you know, they cheered. And then the mayor said, you know, he said, "I really like what's happened today." He said, "Mrs. Clacton Bugle's dressed herself up in all her finery to come, but Cuthbert has come just as he was. And he looks like a gardener." Well, he did, didn't he? Everybody cheered. They got back in the car, came home. Myrtle said, "I don't know what to think of people. I got dressed up because we were going to the mayor, and everybody cheered you because you came just as you were." And Cuthbert said, "Well, that's what the Bible says, isn't it? When you come to God, you can't dress yourself up. You can't put on your good works and say, 'I'm good.' You can't parade all the things that you've done, because we're saved by grace." And I tell you, friend, you can't get yourself perfect before you get saved. You have to come just as you are to Jesus. Well, I suppose he got that thing off his finger eventually. But he chuckled all the rest of the afternoon. What a wonderful time he's had, because he went just as he was. And that's how you come to Jesus, just as you are. He'll do the tidying up, he'll do the sorting out, and he'll do all that's necessary.